This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. So far this year, the state of Texas has executed 3 death row inmates. Right now, 10 more are scheduled to die before the end of July. At each execution, there's the prison warden, representatives from the press, and often families of prisoners and their victims. Also, there's a spokesperson for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. For years, that person was Larry Fitzgerald. He witnessed 219 executions. And it was his job to relay information to the public about the last moments of death row prisoners. Now retired from his work as the public's eyes and ears of death row, Larry Fitzgerald's publicly speaking about something that's intensely personal, his feelings on the death penalty and how they were shaped by what he witnessed over those many years. Mr. Fitzgerald, thanks for visiting us here at the Texas Standard.
You're welcome.
When you took that spokesperson job for the TDCJ back in the mid-90s, were you prepared for what the job entailed?
Absolutely not. I remember during the interview that I was asked how I felt about the death penalty, and my response was, ambivalent.
Ambivalent?
Mm-hmm. Well, I really never thought about it that much.
What did they tell you you'd be doing, actually?
I learned during the interview, after the interview was over, that I would be doing executions, and came as a complete surprise to me. It is true. I was the face of executions in Texas for many, many years. And I recognized my position was to represent the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. When an execution occurred, I was to go out there and say a number of things that I witnessed as the spokesperson for the TDCJ operation. And I just consider that to be my role more than anything else.
Forgive me for asking this question the way I'm going to, but what was it like to watch someone die?
The first execution I did was actually a double execution. Two people were executed the very same night. And yeah, I was apprehensive. I had no idea what to expect, what it was going to be like. Was it going to be a violent type of thing? And it really wasn't. It was like, and I hate to use the term like somebody going to sleep, because obviously, they just died. But it was a very clinical type of situation.
Did that begin to shape your ambivalent feelings that you had when you first arrived? Did that affect you right there?
As I progressed into the position, being a spokesman for the agency, and got to meet some people that were involved in the executions, I became supportive of the execution process.
Did you ever feel like when you were speaking with the media or you were, talking with the public at large, that you were sort of a defender of the process?
I got asked a lot of times by the media that, how do you feel about the death penalty? Do you support the death penalty or do you not support it? And my reaction always was, that's not germane. It doesn't make any difference how I feel about the death penalty. So I dodged that question. And the reason why I dodged the question was every week I would be on death row, mm-hmm. working with the media. And if I came out and said, I support the death penalty, then I alienate all the death row inmates and they don't want to do any more interviews. Or if I go the other way, then I, the people who, victims of the crimes, the parents and families and stuff like that, they then get mad at me. So I just tried to dodge the question all the way. Now, in later life, I will tell you that when I left the agency, I started working as an expert witness in capital murder trials, obviously not as a fact witness, but as a in the penalty phase, I would try to explain to the juries of what it's like to be on death row, what's the day in the life of an offender. And I came to realize that, maybe Texas uses the death penalty way too much. The thing that gets you executed in Texas is if the jury says that you're a continuing threat, and I've always thought that was kind of a strange situation, because when you get on death row, you are literally by yourself. It's not solitary confinement, but you're in a cell by yourself, and you have little contact with anybody, so how could you be a continuing threat?
When you were at the jail, did you develop any sort of bonds, friendships with any of the folks who were on death row?
Absolutely. Yeah, there were a number of offenders that I really got close to because I was over there on death row all the time. And you develop a bond. You learn about their families. You learn about what their problems are. And yeah, there were a number of them that I became very, very close with.
How, I think some people listening, who especially opponents of the death penalty, would ask, how could someone who felt as you did, a supporter of the death penalty, form those kinds of relationships with these individuals, knowing what their fate was, knowing how you feel about things politically? How was that, in a way, how is it possible?
I was surprised that bond did develop, quite honestly. And some of the people that I developed bonds with, you know, you go back and read the crimes, what they did were horrible. However, penitentiary changes everybody once they're in there. So they just change. And then, you know, you become not sympathetic to them, but just having an awareness of who they are. There were some people I saw on death row that I always questioned, why were they there? And, you know, why did they not give them life? And you know, things have changed now in Texas, that Texas now has life without parole. And, you know, a good example of a system that is looking back at things is like you have to look at the Michael Martin case came out of Williamson County.
Right. Someone who was wrongfully convicted.
Right. The man spent so much time, not on death row, but he spent it, you know, in the prison system. Had he have been convicted of capital punishment, you know, he would have been dead. He would have been executed. And he was truly not guilty.
At the end of the day, you have any feelings about what you would hope this film might do, might mean to others?
I would like to see Texas. I don't think Texas will ever have a moratorium anymore. I just don't believe that. I worked in the legislature for a number of sessions, and I don't think that the thinking of Texas is going to change regarding the death penalty. But I would like to have more consideration given by the prosecutors to go into life without parole.
Do you think if any of those prosecutors saw what you have seen, they would be as eager to do what they do?
You know, it's interesting that you would say that, because of all the executions that I witnessed, I can only think of three or four prosecutors that ever showed up for the executions. So I don't think they witnessed. I don't think anybody's really aware of what it's like to watch somebody die.
Larry Fitzgerald served as a spokesperson for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for 8 years, witnessed more than 200 executions. His story is now featured in a series of short videos picked up by the BBC. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, sir.